Accountability. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. A recently released report by a special reporter on human rights calls upon the United States and other responsible governments to publicly investigate civilian deaths at the hands of unmanned aerial vehicles, also known as drones. The latest report by Ben Emerson examined 30 individual cases in which civilian harm, defined as death, injury, or instances where civilians were put at immediate risk, took place. The cases stem from reports in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, and Gaza. Emerson's report focuses on legal issues surrounding the United States and allies and their decision to bomb sovereign nations in pursuit of terrorists. Specifically, the special reporter questions the legality of a state encroaching on territory of another country with the intent to kill a person. So what can be done? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. A United Nations special report on drone strikes is calling for states involved in at least 30 strikes to publicly investigate and explain them. The special reporter also recommends that the states whose territories were under attack to provide as much information as possible. Ben Emerson's final recommendation is for the Human Rights Council to establish a panel of experts to examine the legal issues raised by drones and targeted killings. The report states that the governments who initiated the attacks are now legally obligated to explain the deaths. And that may be the biggest issue of all here. The fact that not only are sovereign nations being bombed into an oblivion, but the United States feels no reason to explain what they are doing. What is most disappointing is that it's the United Nations asking for explanation instead of the American people who are being forced to pay for a policy that is nothing less than barbaric. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, the Air Force has this robotic shuttle called the X-37B, and it has been in space now for 500 days. Nobody knows what it's doing up there, but a lot of people are very concerned, especially with a government desperate to create some kind of an incident to bring us all back to the war fever. Remember what Bill Kristol wrote in the Weekly Standard a couple of weeks back? He was lamenting that the American people are war weary. After only 13 years of war, how can you be tired? It's only been 13 years, and the Project for the New American Century was calling for a century of war by the United States on the rest of planet Earth. And it's only been 13 years, you know? What's wrong with you people, according to Bill Kristol? And he predicted that the transformation of the American people from being war-weary to being rallied for the cause would happen virtually overnight. Now, the only way that happens is with a false flag event. So is the X-37B's mission to prepare for some kind of a giant booga-booga? We don't know. But they're spending a lot of money on it. It's been up there for a huge amount of time. A lot of stuff going on there in the black programs there. Now, interesting little article appeared over at RINF.com about the CIA debunking its own claims about torture, because right now one of the big talking points that the CIA has come out with in response to this Senate report on their use of torture was how useful torture was, and we got information from torture that we couldn't have gotten anywhere else. You know, we found the guy who blew up the Hindenburg, and, you know, we found the guy who really shot Lincoln and framed John Wilkes Booth for it. But former CIA director Leon Panetta said that torture did not help get bin Laden. And the reality is that there is no way the CIA torture got bin Laden, because the real Osama bin Laden died of natural causes in late 2001. Was reported in all the foreign press, but not here in America, because they needed bin Laden to wag at you. And we've had all these fakes, some of whom the makeup is very obvious. And by the way, the real bin Laden was literally at death's door. And over the subsequent years, have you noticed how the manufactured bin Ladens get younger and healthier and they lose the gray hair? So they killed this guy in Abbottabad on May 2nd, 2011. And it wasn't even the United States who got him. It was the Pakistanis who surrounded the house and claimed to have killed the guy inside. They were trying to basically find the location for a terror attack. They went in there and shot everybody up, and the neighbors were saying, we're not sure, but we think that was Osama bin Laden living there. And the U.S. swooped in to try and grab the body and take the credit for it. And the announcement went out in the media, and then all of a sudden they realized they didn't really have bin Laden. People on the inside probably said, it can't be bin Laden, the real one died back in 2001. So they dumped the body in the ocean, and they flooded the internet with these very crudely done fake photos. Must have been a real rush job. All of which were easily debunked. So in point of fact, knowing that the real bin Laden died back in 2001 and that the guy they killed in Abbottabad wasn't bin Laden, then there's no way the CIA can say, yes, the torture was justified because it got us Osama bin Laden. Because even if torture got somebody to say, I think he's in that house in Abbottabad, it was not good intelligence. It was flat out wrong. Now, we're seeing more and more articles coming out about this idea, you know, where Dick Cheney is making the rounds on all the talking head shows saying, waterboarding isn't really torture, you know, and if I had to do it all over, I'd do it again and it was necessary and the results speak for themselves. And they're out there just trying to push this whole thing. And we've now got this U.S. senator saying, well, you know, let's waterboard Dick Cheney for a while and see if he still thinks it isn't torture. I remember they had one of the corporate media news outlets had one of their reporters waterboarded to try and say the idea that, oh, it's really not all that bad. And when the guy came up, he said, yeah, it's torture. Let's not kid ourselves. The Inquisition used waterboarding as torture. The U.S. used waterboarding as torture in Vietnam. At the end of World War II, there were Japanese officers hung as war criminals for waterboarding Americans. Yeah, it's torture. The U.S. government is using torture. And torture does not get you actionable intelligence. What it gets you is confessions. And that's what the U.S. wanted. They wanted people to confess to being terrorists because they needed to wave those at the American people. Do you remember back in about 2004 where we were getting these constant red alerts about impending terror attacks that never happened? It turned out those were all triggered by tortured prisoners saying, yes, yes, there's a terror attack. We're going to blow up a school bus and hopefully we won't burn our lips on the exhaust pipe. And it turned out to be completely unreal. Because what torture results in is the person being tortured will say whatever they think the torturer wants to hear. Yes, the Earth is the unmoving center of the solar system and the sun and the moon revolve around planet Earth. Or some such nonsense. All right. The corporate media is still spending quite a bit of time. I mean, they're going over to Oscar Pistorius and the tragedy about shooting his girlfriend. They're spending a lot of time on that. It feels like Canadization. But they are still giving a lot of time to the missing Malaysian Flight 370, even though they don't really have anything new to report other than that they've changed the search location. Now, the latest report is that the specialized ping detector sent into the area is not able to hear any of the pings that were reported earlier. Now, you need to understand that the acoustic properties of the ocean are very, very bizarre. You have all these thermal layers. You have convergence zones. Sounds under certain conditions can travel all the way across the ocean. Whales do it all the time, communicating with each other. And sometimes you can have thermal barriers that you can't see something that's only a few hundred yards away from you. It's one of the biggest problems confronting the designers of sonar systems. Now, there's an interesting story that came out, because normally the black box pingers are supposed to emit a frequency of 37.5 kilohertz, and it's supposed to be assigned to them, so nobody else is interfering with it, but apparently the signals they picked up in the ocean were 33 kilohertz. Now, they're saying, well, maybe it drifted, blah, 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 older equipment, except that the 777 wasn't an older airplane. Now, it would be possible that they heard some other piece of equipment that has now since gone away. It could even be that somebody sent a submarine into the area to put out a ping signal to lure the searchers away from places like Diego Garcia or wherever the 777 is actually being kept. But as of right now, they're saying they can't find those ping signals again, but they're still searching around. Now, very bizarre story came out. This is over in Before It's News. Apparently, this was posted on the Diego Garcia passenger Facebook website, where the U.S. government is now blocking travel to Diego Garcia. They don't want anybody new showing up. And the last story that we got about this is they are now limiting the number of ships in the search area to prevent interference. They're shooing off boats that are not part of the military or the government. We saw the same thing when TWA-800 was accidentally shot down by the U.S. Navy near Long Island, where the Navy went in and took control of that crash site, and all other ships, including professional divers who volunteered to help, were just escorted out of the area. So this is just getting weirder and weirder and weirder. Now, up in Boston, actually, we're coming up on a commercial break, so I'm going to save this for when we come on back, but more and more alarming signs that the process of turning the United States into a complete fascist dictatorship is accelerating. They're putting pedal to the metal because they're scared they may fail, and they might. We'll be right back.
IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Chelation was first used in the 50s to get the lead out, but the doctors found it also improved circulation and heart health. Today, people still spend thousands of dollars to take chelation. The herbs in Extendovite were chosen for their chelating and healing effects to give you the detoxifying benefits of chelation plus the health benefits of the other herbs for a fraction of the cost of chelation therapy. People have reported finding many long-term ailments start to disappear the longer they take Extendovite. It is no secret that if you remove the toxins, you remove the causes of many of today's ailments. Don't wait any longer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Watch out for the police. They're lurking in every corner. They'll beat you down for your stash. With handcuffs and guns, I bet they're having fun when they take away your cash. They're on the rise, this oversized gang of pirates on the seas.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, up in Boston, they have a new rule. If you are going to use public transportation, specifically the bus and the subway, before you are allowed to board, you must submit to a warrantless search of your person. The crotch gropers aren't happy with just having the airports. Now they want to search everybody getting onto the bus or the subway. And if you refuse the search, you will not be allowed onto the bus and subway. This is real Nazi territory. that we're in right now. That's what the Nazis would did. You were not allowed on a train or a bus until we grope you and so forth and so on here. And remember, in all of its years of existence, all the years they've been humiliating Americans, destroying tourism, stealing from our luggage, TSA has yet to actually find a single real terrorist. And a lot of the testing people who are hired to test TSA have gotten through the checkpoints with their explosives. Complete waste of money. By the way, there was a story, I think it was yesterday, where somebody had an iPad with one of those LoJack-type trackers on it, and they tracked it down to the home of a TSA inspector. So it's open season on the American people. You know, you're with the government. Just help yourself. Take anything they have. They can't fight back. We'll make sure of it. Now, getting to the realm of silliness, okay, the United States pressured the watch company Swatch Group to open its factories in Switzerland for inspection by anti-terror experts, okay, apparently to see if there was enough empty space inside the watch movements to conceal explosives. Now, if you've ever looked inside a watch, whether it's mechanical or electronic, they're very tightly packed. You could not possibly put enough explosive in there to do any more than break the watch and void its warranty. But the U.S. has funded all these anti-terrorist groups, and they got to look like they're busy. They got to justify their paychecks. So they're going to go out with this kind of absolute absurdity about, well, there could be a bomb hidden there. I remember I got into a discussion with a police officer at one of our local stores that's two doors down from the storefront the cops use, so I keep running into the same guy there, and was bemoaning the fact that Hawaii no longer lets you have fireworks. When we first moved here, you got fireworks for the 4th of July and for New Year's. It was a lot of fun. But the fireworks, you know, they let you have now are these little party poppers. And I got into a discussion about, you know, how silly all of this stuff was. And the officer says, oh, no, you could take fireworks and you could use them to make a bomb. And I said, you know, officer, the material used in fireworks is a very low brissive explosive. It's not really useful for any kind of demolition work. And it's very difficult to try and convert it from one form to the other, you know, without setting it off. And I said, if you really wanted to commit an act of terror, I could walk over to that supermarket on the other side of the parking lot, buy four bottles of household chemicals, and create enough chlorine gas to kill everybody in that store. And the look on his face was like, you know, because they're getting the indoctrination. We're banning fireworks to stop terrorism. And it's all nonsense. It is all nonsense. The only terrorists running around are the hired actors. Adam Perlman, Joseph Cohen, all these phony Al-Qaeda that run around saying, I'm Al-Qaeda, I hate Americans, you'd better get us before we get you. It's all part of the propaganda to sell you the wars here. Now, a lot of people are talking about how more and more states in the United States are now passing resolutions calling for a new constitutional convention. Now, under Article 5 of the United States Constitution, if 34 states call for a convention, the convention must take place. It's a reset on the government, meaning they will rewrite the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And very obviously, the federal government does not want that to happen. They like things just the way they are, and they will fight this tooth and nail. But a constitutional convention is pretty much the last peaceful means we have to take this nation back to being the constitutional republic it used to be, with a government-issued public currency handled as a public utility. Now, another article over here at Global Research, Russia's petroruble now challenges U.S. dollar hegemony. And China is seeking development of Eurasian trade based on the yuan. Now, we know last week Russia decoupled their economy from the dollar. They're doing all their hydrocarbon trade will be carried out in rubles and the indigenous currency of their customers. They will no longer go through the dollar. This is the beginning of the end of the petrodollar deal. Because it's one thing for the United States to invade a place like Iraq or Libya to force them to sell their oil only for the dollar, and quite another to go up against Russia. And the process is going to accelerate. There's another article over, this was a YouTube video, dollar is dropped as countries and central banks declared their holdings in the yuan. So around the world, banks used to say our current assets are so many billion U.S. dollars. They're not doing that anymore. They're declaring their assets denominated in the yuan. More of the same over an Investment Watch blog. Now, the IMF is finally admitting, after all these years of austerity, that there is no end in sight to the economic downturn. And they're acting like they're puzzled why this wouldn't happen. You know, what's going on here? Well, the reason gets back to that structure of the private central bank, which creates more debt than money to pay that debt, and every nation with such a bank is drowning in this artificially created debt. What do you do? Well, we'll get them a bailout. What's a bailout? It's another loan. It's another loan. So they print up some more money and give it to the country so they can say, oh, we paid the current debt, but they wind up with more debt. And that's why everything the IMF or the ECB or the Fed is doing will not work in the long run. It's all temporary fixing. They're trying to hide the problem behind their printing presses. Another warning article from Investment Watch blog about global wealth confiscation beginning. Get your money out, which is advice we have been saying for months and months. We were talking the other day about how Poland has now grabbed all of the bonds held by the private pension plans in Poland and transferred them onto the government's balance sheet to make the balance sheet look better. It's an accounting trick. It hasn't solved any of the problems. It certainly hasn't even addressed the fundamental flaw in this Western banking system. Apparently, Great Britain has changed their accounting rules to make their savings, national savings rate, look better. Nothing really changed. They just changed how they're doing the calculations, so it looks better. They can't solve the problem. They're just changing the benchmarks. We've seen the same thing going on here in the United States of America with the unemployment figure, where they're still out there claiming there's only a 6.7 jobless rate, and we know that's nonsense. Even CNN reported on the 88 million Americans who cannot find a job and who've been out of work for so long. They're just not counted anymore. There's another article of Blacklisted News here. The Fed takes our money, gives it to the banks who loan it back to us at 16%. And again, this is something we've been saying all the way back to 2008. All a bailout is taking $1 trillion from the American people and giving it to the banks so the banks can then loan it back to the American people at interest. Wonderful deal for the banks, not for the American people. Most of the bankers just shove that money in their pockets. We'll be back after this commercial break.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA, and in some instances your 401k plan, into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
What's really happening? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Christ in Pharaoh, in the Adventure Radio. Tired of the mainstream media lies? Listen to the Christ in the open your eyes. Tune in to Christ in Pharaoh, in the Adventure Radio.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And getting back to the economic news, there's an article over at WealthReporter.com. Fed employees roll out a bold idea to trap the entire country's wealth. And what the article is talking about is the Federal Reserve is now openly talking about instituting government capital controls. Now, this is basically a euphemism for the U.S. government arrogating to itself the authority to tell Americans and American businesses where and when they can spend their money. In other words, the government will now direct how you run your company, your business, your finances, and who you do business with. This is the domestic version of the arrogance we're seeing where Washington, D.C. is out there telling Russia and Iran, no, you can't do a swap deal. We do not give you our imperial permission. And if you look at history, you will see that any nation, any government that institutes capital controls is in a currency crisis. So this is a red warning flag that things are getting really, really serious with the economy and the Federal Reserve. They're now saying, we will decide where the money is going to go. And, of course, they'll continue to do what they've always done, which is to shuffle the money out of your pocket and over to the bankers to try and keep those ledgers black just a little while longer. And it's going to cause great harm to the American people. It's going to cause further harm to the American private sector economy. And it will not fix the problem because they are still avoiding the real cause of all of the financial disaster, which is a privately owned central bank issuing that public currency as a loan at interest. Government is scared of those people over at the Federal Reserve. And if you've read All Wars Are Bankers' Wars, you know why. Anybody stands up to those bankers, they get kicked out of office at the very least. Some of them got dead. Another article, this is a video over on YouTube, the 401k scheme, government to confiscate. We were hearing about this last year. They were starting to hem and haw and talk about it with the idea that American citizens are going to be forced to liquidate their private retirement accounts, the 401ks and the IRAs, and send the cash into the United States government, for which they will be given a treasury bond, which is still being promoted as the most trustworthy investment in the world. Even though we know there is, because of all this quantitative easing, there is now a treasury bond bubble. There are not enough living Americans whose taxes can ever redeem all of that paper. That's why they're stiffing the Social Security people right now. Back in the Clinton years, Clinton got his magic federal budget surplus by grabbing the cash set aside for the baby boomer retirements, moving it into the general account for general spending, and replacing it with treasury bonds. And now the government can't redeem those treasury bonds. Technically, the U.S. government is already in a state of default, but they chose to default against the American worker because they figured the American worker can't do anything about it. Can't default on the Fed, it'll affect our credit rating. Can't default on those foreign governments, it'll affect the credit rating. But we can default on the American people, and they can't do diddly about it here. Now, over at MarketWatch, Dennis Gartman has basically said at the moment he is scared of what recent changes in the American stock market. The buy-the-bottom mentality doesn't seem to be working anymore. He's alarmed by the recent pullback on the markets. And he basically has said, yeah, he's gotten out of the stocks. He's taken his money out of the stock market. He's put it into currencies and physical metals. And he just said in this interview he did on CNBC that he's moved his equity exposure to near zero from 100%. He used to have all of his wealth in the stock market. He has completely pulled out. And he says he's ready to ride out the long-awaited and much-needed correction. So it's another warning sign. Now, the markets are up a little bit today. They were down earlier in the day. A lot of volatility. Now, remember, we know all these markets are being rigged. LIBOR was rigged. Gold prices are being rigged. We know the plunge protection team has been dicking around with the stock market numbers since, again, going back to the Clinton years. We know that the Dow Industrials are constantly cherry-picking stocks for their calculations to get the best performers to keep that number looking up. And we know why. Wall Street firms, in order to keep that stock market propped up to lure in more buyers, to keep people from investing in silver and gold or just burying the money in a mayonnaise jar out by the pineapple plantation, they've bought huge blocks of stock. If there is, let me rephrase that, when there is a major correction, all those financial institutions are going to be instantly insolvent. And so they have a huge motive to use those high-frequency trading systems to keep the stock market looking like it's still working. Now, there's a very interesting article over at Zero Hedge, and I suggest that you follow the link from whatreallyhappened.com and read it in its entirety. And they're talking about this gentleman, James Kidney, who is just now retiring from the Securities and Exchange Commission. He's been with the agency since 1986, and now that he is retired and no longer able to be threatened with loss of job and pension, he has gone public excoriating the SEC for basically turning a blind eye to all that's been going on Wall Street. Remember how long it took for them to finally get after Bernie Madoff? 12 years, $65 billion in losses. And in another sign of the U.S. government trying to take complete control of the economy, the National Labor Relations Board is floating a proposal whereby any American running a business whose workers are unionized can be prevented from relocating his business if the union votes against it. So if you're running a business in one part of the country and business isn't very good, and you could do a lot better relocating to another state for tax advantages or resource or worker advantages, if your workers are unionized and they vote to not allow you to move the business, the National Labor Relations Board will say, yes, you may not move your business. And if you're trying to move your business to avoid going out of business, what's going to happen? You will be driven out of business by mandate of the federal government because the union voted it in. Now, over in Dubai, they're striking a suspiciously optimistic tone. Apparently, some of Dubai's top officials, in a meeting with international bankers yesterday, were out there saying, Dubai, there's going to be another boom. You should invest in Dubai. There's going to be another huge boom. They want people to pour more money into Dubai, which is a beautiful place. And they did have a lot of money and a lot of boom times between 2006 and 2008. And I think obviously they want more money to flow into Dubai, but they're being a little bit fuzzy on how they plan to repay that investment. So I would be very, very cautious about that. Now let's talk about Obamacare, which the Democrats are trying to basically declare to be a victory. And if you think Obamacare is less than perfect, oh, you must be a shill for the Republicans and the rest of it. They've just completed a survey on premiums under Obamacare, and premiums are, as we reported before, skyrocketing all across the country. Delaware health insurance premiums doubled. California, they're up 53%. Florida, 37%. Pennsylvania, 28%. Along with that, the deductibles on those policies have just exploded into the stratosphere. And again, when we saw auto insurance made mandatory, we saw exactly the same thing. The premiums went up, the quality of service and the benefits went way, way down. This was never about your health. It's a cash grab. It's a giveaway to the health insurance companies and gratitude for their kind campaign donations. And they were, the health insurance companies of the United States were expecting to earn $200 billion in new profit every year from Obamacare. And, of course, the federal government would get their mafia-like piece of the action in taxes. And it hasn't worked out. And now the insurance companies are saying they need a taxpayer bailout just to stay in business. That's how botched this was. You want to talk about incompetent governments? Just look right there in Washington, D.C. Now, as we're coming up on these elections in November, and the Democrats are trying to move away from Obamacare, and as Pelosi said the other day, they're shifting to jobs, and Obama's new issue for the coming election is equality of pay, equal pay for equal work, and they're regurgitating some of the feminist propaganda from the 1990s. When we come back from this commercial break, I'll go into the gory details about what they're trying to pull over your eyes.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street. And in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit, lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And Obama is coming out with more executive orders to mandate equal pay for women. And they've fallen back on an old piece of propaganda from the feminist movement of the 1990s that women are making 77 cents for every dollar a man makes. Now, at the time that came out in the 1990s, there were serious questions how they came up with that. And they were unable to prove any cases where men and women in the exact same job were not getting exactly the same pay. And what they were doing was they were just sort of taking the average earnings of all women and comparing them to the average earnings of all men, forgetting that many women arrive late in the workforce because of motherhood, or they're doing part-time jobs, and it's a figure that is concocted to try and sell an agenda. And they're back to pushing that whole issue. And again, it's another divide-and-conquer tactic going into the November election to get the men and the women sneering at each other over what's going on. And I'll guarantee you one thing right now. These companies that have male and female employees will not be able to afford to give women raises, so they will start cutting the pay going to the men to comply with this new mandate, which means even less money for the American people, all for a political campaign slogan. We're going to take a phone call here. Glenn in Philadelphia. Aloha, Glenn. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Yes, the well, the equal pay for equal work emphasis isn't just merely gender oriented. It's across the board for job titles and that sort of thing. They're also implementing the secondary slogan, from each according to his ability to each according to his needs. And then under the new system for equal pay for equal work, congressional wages will be put on par with Walmart greeters.
I don't know. Well, I'll have to go back and look at this. I mean, this idea that everybody's being paid the same for different jobs, doesn't really make a lot of sense, because you're disincentivizing achievement and advancement.
Well, no, I mean, if you're doing the same job, like the person, working, putting the same nuts on the same car in a different factory, supposedly. But actually, I was mostly trying to get the line across that for equal pay for equal work, congressional salaries would be made on par with, Walmart greeters.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that one, but we've got that other congressman saying, we can't live in Washington, D.C. on only $100,000 a year. Man, they are just so incredibly greedy. Yes.
One time when I was in college, my manager at a drugstore, who was a woman, asked me if I knew what the Equal Rights Amendment was, and she showed me a written copy of the Equal Rights Amendment, which is a very terse statement. I think it's less than 50 words or something. It's just basically saying that women performing the same work as men should get the same wages. I thought, you don't have to be a raving feminist to think that's reasonable or equitable.
No, when the feminist movement first emerged, when it was equity feminism, I supported that. I mean, I donated money and services. I went to, I provided entertainment to some of their fundraisers. I was still a professional magician at the time. But when the movement got hijacked and became this gender feminism, male bash, we don't want equality, we want women on top, I had to move away from that. And there's a very good book by an author named Christine Hobbs Sommers, who was herself a feminist, and the book was Who Stole Feminism? And it's a very, very accurate telling of how opportunists came in and hijacked the movement for their personal wealth and aggrandizement. She talks about the rape hysteria and how many colleges were forced to spend money for rape crisis centers on campus, which basically stood empty because the crisis wasn't there. It was made up out of thin air, to the point where they were trying to redefine what rape was, down to the point of holding hands with a girl without her permission to try and gin up the numbers to push the agenda. And Obama is reaching back to the 90s. He's going to try and get the feminists. Again, it's divide and conquer for the campaign to get us arguing amongst ourselves about these little issues so we're not paying attention to the lies leading us to war, Wall Street's outright criminality, and the basic fundamental flaw with our entire economy, which is that private central bank.
Right, right. I guess second wave feminism, was about girl power and breaking the glass ceiling. But third wave is very vindictive and destructive. It's very hateful. Third wave feminism they talk about now.
Well, another reason that Obama may be trying to revive the feminist controversy is to help set the stage for Hillary in 2016, because they're going to be pushing her. It's time for America to have a female president, and Hillary will destroy that whole idea as thoroughly as Obama has destroyed the idea of having a black president. And I'm not saying that that's right or wrong, but there are already people out there saying, well, we tried having a black president and look what happened. And, right or wrong, it will be part of the political equation for decades to come.
Try and get the quota of female sociopaths built up better, because they're really kind of lagging behind.
Yeah, all right, that's true. Actually, I think sociopaths are already overrepresented in our government, with Pelosi and Feinstein being two of them that occur to me just off the top of my head. Now, I want to talk about this situation that's going on out in Nevada. There's this Nevada rancher, Clive Bundy, and he has been grazing his cattle on public land, which a lot of ranchers do in many states. Now, the U.S. government took issue with him because his cattle wandered into an area that's been set aside as a turtle preserve. Turtles. That's what this is all about. Now, this dispute has been going on for years in the court system, and the courts have yet to rule, but the federal government just decided they were going to take matters into their own hand, and they basically hired cowboys to start stealing Clive Bundy's cattle in Nevada. They just showed up. They had helicopters and SUVs full of armed men with body armor and everything. And they just grabbed his cattle and took them away. And he's trying to fight back, and there's a standoff there. They're saying this is going to be the new Ruby Ridge, and we all know how well that turned out for the government. It's amazing, amazing stuff. Now, getting over to Israel, we're all familiar with the controversy over SodaStream, and they hired this very cute actress to go on out and promote their product, which caused a bit of a stir. Now, the issue is that SodaStream's factory, where they make this, is on stolen Palestinian land. And so SodaStream was targeted by the boycott and divestment and sanctions movement. SodaStream has spent millions of dollars on propaganda and PR, and it isn't working. Their sales are going down. People are turning away from that. And this is turning out to be one of the worst corporate public relations campaigns in history. Now, over here at What Really Happened, I actually got a notice from SodaStream's lawyers to take down a video that they claimed infringed on their trademark. Now, I didn't actually have the video on my server, but I had linked to this video over on YouTube. Now, this was a spoof video, phony commercial for SodaStream showing people working with a SodaStream machine making all kinds of soft drinks there at home, and it was dubbed over with the sounds of guns being loaded and cocked, making the point that SodaStream is part of the problem when it comes to Israel and Palestine. Now, I am very delighted that BDS is having an impact on SodaStream's profits. Not because I have an issue with SodaStream itself. I don't use the product. I don't do soft drinks anymore. But it does seem like a general boycott is proving to be a powerful and peaceful tool we, the people, still have available to bring about change, whether it's applied to Israel or applied to American companies involved in the surveillance and spying. And I predict because BDS is proving to be so effective, we're going to see the government start to try and figure out some way they can make illegal boycotts against Israel. And by the way, there is already a United States law that makes it illegal for American businesses to boycott Israel. And you wait. They will now and try and expand that to the American people. You can boycott, you know, General Motors, or you can boycott here, but you can't boycott Israel there above the law and the affairs of man. Now, we're getting, again, more complaints from Christians in East Jerusalem that Israel's security restrictions are basically locking them away from their holy sites for Easter, and saying that Christians are denied access to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre over Easter, and that Israel is doing this to continue to create the impression that Jerusalem is a Jewish-only city, which it is not. The United Nations passed a resolution. When Israel was created, Jerusalem must be shared between the three religions who have it as a holy site. It's not just Jewish. Okay, we got to take a break for our top of the hour break, and we'll be right back. There's the music.